Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dull of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to Psalm 19, and I would like to read with you the entire psalm. It's only 14 verses in length, but it is a powerful psalm. As a matter of fact, it's been referred to as the psalm that speaks forth the works and the word of God. Psalm 19, beginning with verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. That's Psalm 119, all 14 verses. And what a tremendous psalm that is, as it does bring forth the wonderful works and word of God. But right there in verses 7 through 11, it speaks concerning the wonderful word of God and the effect that it has in our lives. As a matter of fact, I marvel over that 10th verse where it says, "More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb." Let me ask you something today, beloved. What do you value the most? Riches, such as in gold, or the Word of God? Certainly the Word of God is much more valuable than gold. Gold passes away, but the Word of God endures forever. God's Word has a very positive effect in the lives of those who believe it. And I would encourage you today to make a determination to be in the Word of God on a day-by-day basis, and then watch how it will work to strengthen you, to equip you, and to make you the Christian that God would have you to be. How we rejoice in the power and the effect of the Word of God. Father, we thank you for your Word, for it is truth. And I thank you for what your Word does in our lives. It's my prayer that each and every one of us will commit ourselves to being in your Word daily and then obeying your Word daily, that we might see its effect in our lives for your glory. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I am Pastor Gary Dull of the Way of Truth Ministries, saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.